planned or unplanned, we pushed forward. Did we anticipate this? When everything is so unclear, how can we plan? Instead of focusing on what or where we want to be, we should focus on who we want to be. Self-reliance is our only sure thing. What you accomplish today will determine your future self. Well, you may think, kya ho gaya? I'm giving some gyan. But actually, in this podcast today, my dear students, I'm going to share 8 essential things you can do right now as a student that your future self will appreciate. So I would request you to take a lot of notes, because these 8 essential things can actually empower you to take your career journey, your life, to the next level. Hi, I'm Akshay Jalan, working as a senior project manager at IIT Bombay since a decade, and my passion is to help students from high school and college to explore, discover, and grow in their career journey scientifically and systematically. I've observed that many of the students are randomly choosing careers, which is making them unhappy, not only in their professional life, but also in their personal life. As per a recent survey, 93% students are aware about only 7 conventional career options. 4% students in India, in college, are not sure whether they resonate with the course that they have chosen, and are even in a dilemma of what to do after graduation. To solve this problem, I would like to invite you to my webinar, where I will explain you the 3 secrets of how to choose a career, role of parents in career selection, and how to develop a mindset to learn and grow quickly. So let's begin this podcast, and I'm going to discuss 8 ways a student can make his or her future self proud. Number 1. Learn as much as you can. The chance to develop as a person, explore one's interests, and ultimately discover oneself is a significant personal advantage of learning. Learning will widen your horizons by exposing you to new perspectives and ideas. Whether it's learning from classmates or teachers, students are more likely to find connections with people who share their interests in a school or a college setting. Students also have the opportunity to expose themselves to prominent members of the community and can network with other professionals through extracurricular activities or online that can help them learn more. Second point is cultivate good habits. Practicing self-control is very important, especially in your wasteful habits, like when you waste time, energy, or money. If you tend to procrastinate by playing video games instead of getting ready for work, try shifting your gaming time to later in the day. What I would suggest that if you are hooked to watching reels on social media, you could have a 30-minute slot wherein you specifically spend time in watching and observing these reels for just those 30 minutes. Okay, it's a fixed time where you can binge watch, but not the other times of the day. Also, it's important to get on a plan to deal with any kind of abuse that you may be indulging in. It may be poor diet or smoking, etc. If you have one, you can prioritize among them or manage them in any order that makes sense to you. So it's very important that we cultivate good habits. Number 3 is set your sights on a career path. Very important that we try to identify what we plan to do. To start from scratch is sometimes required, but we need to get into our inner self and understand, because when we choose a career, 2 things are very important. We need to understand ourselves in terms of our personality, our interest, and our aptitude. What you love doing, what you are good at, and who you are. Personality, interest, and aptitude. And also you need to understand about what are the options that are available today. As I said in the starting of the podcast, that 93% students are available. The 93% students in India are aware about only 7 career options, which are the conventional ones. But the fact is that there are 250 options that are currently available. So it's time that we become aware about the new career options, and we also become aware about ourselves, and we match the 2 of them. So we use different tools to do this also. Like, you may say, okay, how do I understand about myself and how I know about the options? So we use different tools like psychometry, astrology, and we also provide our students with a career dashboard, which has 500 plus career options. So the students with the help of psychometry and astrology, they can filter out the career options for them and then explore these career options on the dashboard, the filtered list, maybe 10 to 15 of them, and then see which is the best option for them. So to know more about these services, I invite you to visit my website, jakshay.com, and you could go to the services page and understand about these different tests and tools that can help you to select a career that could resonate more with you. So you could go to the services tab at jakshay.com and look at the psychometric report, the astrology report, the career guidance website, and even could think about taking a one-to-one career guidance session. So let's move forward. The fourth point is break your aim into smaller goals. So sometimes we have big aims that, you know, okay, I'm getting up at 7 in the morning, I'll start getting up at 4 a.m. tomorrow. So it may happen for 1, 2, 3 days, but then, you know, it'll certainly crash after some time because, you know, we are not used to it. So it's very important that, you know, we take smaller steps towards reaching our goals. For example, if we need to climb a ladder, we need to go from this ground floor to the third floor and we don't have a lift, then we need to use the staircase and go step by step to reach there. We can't directly jump from the ground floor to the third floor. That's not possible. Okay. So it's very important to plan. For, let's take an example in context of the career that you wish to become a chef in the industry. So one small objective would be to enroll in and begin culinary school. So give that mini goal a start date for when your classes will begin. And determine and record what will be your initial small goals. And set a completion date for each small goal. Okay. For example, you know, what could be the schools you'll explore and how will you understand whether, you know, the chef is suitable for you or not as a career. So self-exploration, as I said, with the tools, understanding more about the work of the chef, the payment, the work activities, the job roles, the colleges, understanding about all these things, interacting with people who have probably worked in the industry. So find out what could be the smaller goals in this journey of becoming a chef. Note down the smaller goals, have the deadlines and execute all of them. And you will see that, you know, by executing these smaller goals, you will be able to reach the larger goal. Next comes, follow what successful people do. So consider who or what you have chosen to be. So find someone who succeeded in the sector and discover what they did or do regularly. Make down a list of what are their habits, what are the challenges they faced. So the ability to recognize and take action on success traits is the only factor separating success from failure. So list down the actions. So now the actions that they do, the successful people I mentioned about in your field, list down those actions and dovetail it according to your needs if required, and make a list of the actions that you will do on a regular basis that will take you forward to your goals. Next comes, develop your communication skills. It's very important to understand this communication skill, which is a combination of not only speaking properly, but also listening and understanding things. So time, energy, and angst are all saved by soft skills, such as clear, effective communication. So be very patient to hear what the other person is saying, understand their point, and very mindful of what you say, how you say, and the way it's going to impact others. We spend so much time attempting to fix misunderstandings or console bruised feelings, right? So get your communication in order. Communicate in a manner that the other person can understand, and ensure that they heard you and responded to you. If you're able to understand, take a long walk and observe the impacts of pure communication. They are found all throughout. Today's social woes are mostly the result of poor, ambiguous, or distorted communication. So it's very important to take full responsibility for communication and develop these skills if required. Communication has an impact on one's current life and definitely on the future self. Number 7 is set a savings goal for the future. So achieving financial independence requires a significant amount of savings. To establish your monthly expenditures is also very, very important. Track and categorize all your costs. Create a budget using those documented expenses to organize your spending and avoid overspending. So it's very important in today's day and age, students, to be financially literate, to understand the concept of saving, investing, maybe, you know, through different tools that are there in the market, like mutual funds or fixed deposits. So understanding all these things are very, very important, because tomorrow when you start earning, it will be very important to understand how to divide these savings or the salary that you're getting into current brackets. What could be the expenditure? What could be the savings? Could I give something to charity? So one of my mentors shares this TWCGO formula, where he shares about, like, you know, certain percentage going to charity, certain percentage going to household expenses, certain percentage going to your investments, certain percentage going to your insurances and other areas. Okay, so understanding all these things are also very, very important. We're not covering this at length in this podcast, but we'll do it some other time. But it's very important to have a savings goal for the future, because if you have put savings, especially when you're earning, it can help you in the long run because of the benefit of compounding. Compounding means that if you save when you're very young, in your 20s, then you could get a very big amount by the time you retire. Because it is not about how much you save, it's for how long you save. Next is do what you love. So no matter your opinion, doing what you love is the best. Find something you're enthusiastic about to stay motivated and pursue your dreams. Because it's not possible to succeed at a job you hate, right? And that's what's happening to many professionals in India who are today sleepwalking. One third professionals in India are sleepwalking, which means that they don't want to do that particular job. They're not interested. They don't resonate with the kind of role that they are in, but they're compelled to do that because they are not able to find a suitable career for themselves now. They did not plan their career when they were young as a student, and now that they are a professional, they are forced to continue that job because that job is getting them salary, which is taking care of their family, household, rents, EMIs and other expenses. So I hope you don't want to be in such a situation, and therefore it's very important that you make a plan to plan your career early. That's very important. And the best time for planning your career, if you're a student, is to start now. You can start as early as class 8. And even if it's late, if you're in college or in high school now, in class 11th and 12th, better late than never. Start now. So, for the same, I invite you to visit my website jakshay.com, where we discuss in detail about how you can make and help you plan your career. And you could also register for a webinar, wherein I'll explain the step-by-step process of how you could find a career that will help you to realize your dreams. So, to conclude, we need to make one's future self successful. And if you want to do that, it requires more than just studying. Feelings about your activities affect performance. Students with healthy habits can achieve better or perhaps the best. So what we need is happy, confident students who are role models. So if we do not understand the ideas and principles, we may be like a ship who does not know its destination. So it's very important to adopt a healthy way of life and strive to maximize every aspect of your existence, though we need to start in small way. So spend time for introspection, go through these 8 points, maybe you can revisit this podcast once again, go through the 8 points that I mentioned to you that can help your future self become proud of yourself. First is learn as much as you can, second is cultivating good habits, third is setting your sights on a career path, four is breaking your aim into smaller goals, five is following the successful people, six is developing communication skills, 7 is setting a saving goals for the future, and 8 is identifying and doing what you love. I hope this podcast was helpful for you. This is Akshay Jalan signing off. Thank you and wish you all the best.